Today is Wednesday, December 25th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Merry Christmas, everyone. Ho, 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 ho. Okay, I have to be completely honest because I try to be really honest on this show. This is pre-recorded because, I mean, here's the deal. And I know no one hates me for this, but I'm going to explain it anyway because I have to fill at least 10 minutes to get a show out. Oh my God. So tomorrow, so I'm recording this on December 24th. And the reason is because we're going to be in the car for 10 hours tomorrow. We're going to be driving down south and then we're going to be doing the Christmas, whatever meal that we do with them. And we're going to exchange presents. Maybe play a game, a board game or something to, you know, because as I said in yesterday's episode, I have no cell service at my brother's house. We can't, you know, look at Facebook, Twitter and Instagram and, you know, do whatever because I don't have any internet there. He doesn't have internet in his house because I don't know. But anyway, so we're going to do that and then we're going to drive home probably around 8 or 9 p.m., and depending on how tired we are, we're either going to stop at a hotel halfway, like in Little Rock or something like that, or we're going to drive all the way home. And then, you know, we might get home around 2 in the morning or something if we decide to do that. But then we took Thursday off work. And I could record in the car, but I hate the way it sounds. And, you know, might as well get it done in the studio today because nothing new will have happened in the car tomorrow morning, you know. But so our plans tonight are we're going to, so I was talking about pretzels, so I'll just continue that. So I had bought, I had to go to 2 different stores to find white almond bark for some reason. I don't know why. And then I found some Ghirardelli ones, but the ingredients were the same and it was more expensive. So I thought, well, maybe I'll just get the cheap one. So, and I had bought chocolate as well. And I don't know why it's called almond bark. There must be something to it, but there's no almond in it. But I know that's what my grandma always used to use. So anyway, after we finished the Christmas trees, I dumped out a bag and I weighed them. So Mark did half, I did half. A 1 pound bag of the mini rolled gold pretzel twists. The regular, like the normal shape, the normal pretzel shape. And he did white chocolate and I did dark chocolate or regular chocolate, milk chocolate, whatever it was. And, but when we dipped the whole thing in, it was very messy because you had to take a fork and go back and forth and take a toothpick and try to slowly lift it up and then put it on the wax or the parchment paper. And then we had a problem with the stuff filling the holes and we wanted the pretzels to have the holes, not be solid chocolate, but actually look like a pretzel. So we decided to dip in one side, let that dry, and then we would pick it up and dip the other side. But by the time we got through with the entire bag of rolled gold, you should see, I don't know if I took a picture, but you should have seen like the lined up pretzels down the island. It was beautiful. But anyway, so by the time we were done doing that, I was like, you know what? It's kind of cute having it half pretzel, half chocolate covered. So then I wanted to do some other decorations, so I took the leftover cookie royal icing that I had used on the Christmas trees. I had red, and I just started slashing that across the pretzels to make like zigzag, you know, paint streak looking things. So I did that, and then we let them dry. And then before we went to bed, and we were watching the Great Holiday American, British, American, whatever it's called. I get so confused on the British baking show, the one they do for America. But Paul Hollywood's the, and who is the blonde judge on that? Because I don't know her. I mean, I guess she was a pastry chef for Wolfgang Puck or something, but I don't know her. I mean, and I wonder if she and Paul ever get in arguments about who's right. Anyway, we did that. And then today, so I had to cover all that and stuff. So it was in an airtight container last night. And then today we actually are making the boxes. So I'll post a picture on Twitter of the completed boxes. Or I'll actually, one of these episodes will have the album art or whatever will be the cookies. I don't think it's the album art actually, but it'll be on Twitter. Sorry. Anyway, so we did that, and then I bought some cellophane today because we couldn't find bags the right size to put all this in. I had made coffee cakes as well, so we're stacking the tin with the cookies in it. We did a factory setup where I laid out all the various cookie types, and then we put I knew exactly what number of each type needed to go in the tin, and we arranged them nicely, and then and now we've got to finish. We're not quite done, but then we're basically wrapping the cellophane around, tying it, and then putting like a gift tag on it. And then I had to go and do my last minute shopping because I'm a procrastinator. So this afternoon, Christmas Eve afternoon, the worst time in the world, I was like going to Kohl's because I thought, my mom said my brother and his wife need glasses. And so I thought, Kohl's may have a good deal on glasses. And there's a big shopping strip that has a Belk and a Kohl's and a, what's the other one? Ross, Dress for Less. And they have a Barnes & Noble. I needed to get my stepdad a gift card at Barnes & Noble. And so I got the gift card, and then I went over to Kohl's, and I did find a set of glasses, like a 30 count. And it was really cheap, too. I don't feel like I spent enough. I didn't feel like I had spent enough on my brother and his wife. So then I went and got them. Sometimes I like to do a dinner and a movie gift card, where I get a gift card to a restaurant and then a gift card to a movie theater. And I tell them, especially if it's like a husband and a wife, at least I've put some thought into it. And I say, this is for a date night, you know, or whatever. So I'll do that. And then I found a really cute Santa Claus for my mom. And then it was metal and it had music notes and like all this cool stuff. And then when I got home, I realized it was broken. But it was a really good deal, and I think it was the last one, and so I think I'm going to give it to her anyway. I don't know if that's horrible or not. If it were me, I would still just keep it and use it to decorate. So, anyway, I think I'm going to give it to her, because I think it's cute, and there's not another one. So it's not like I can go back and say, exchange this, and I still want to give it to her. And she has other presents from me, so I think it'll be fine. I'm kind of wishy-washing back and forth, but I think I'm going to give it to her. Now, this is not Christmassy at all, but I do want to read this tweet from Baron Frosty because, you know, whatever. But he says he's never douched either. This has been a real theme on this show. Dan, you started a real theme. So he says, I've never douched either, and I don't have any gay friends who douche as part of their gay sex life. I think that may be a wacko West Coast thing or something. Maybe they all think they're porn stars or something. Sex is supposed to be random, not planned out like a medical procedure. and then he says it's odd how they talk about douching and having wand gizmos attached to their showers like it's a normal thing to have your ass filled with a gallon of water. And I'm like, no one does that and no one wants to. Baron is a lovely individual, and he's joking around here. So I'm apologizing for Baron, but no. Now I do want to say this. I don't know why I feel really uncomfortable. I used to have a podcast that was so sexual, and now in my old age, I just feel really like weird, mainly because my parents Googled me. And I just know they're going to end up listening to an episode. I know it. And I know there's nothing wrong with being sexual, but I do want to say this. I just want to say it. I'm going to risk it. Sorry, Mom. But Merry Christmas, by the way, if you're listening to this episode. Hark the herald. Anyway, so when you do have sex with someone who has cleaned themselves that way, it is a very enjoyable experience. I do want to say that. So I understand why they do it. I'm not in that position ever. So I just haven't, I don't have a need to do that, but who knows? You know, I have many, many more years of sex in my future, I think. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But I respect both sides of the coin of either doing it or not. Although I will say it is a nice experience when you're with someone who has. It's very clean. Very, very clean. Merry Christmas, one and all. All right. Well, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call me, 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Merry Christmas, everyone, and have a happy holidays. And I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!